is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along on this beautiful Friday out there. Coming up just a little bit, my buddy Webb Jackson from St. Jude Joy of Life Ball. We're 4 weeks out, I think, of from the Joy of Life Ball. Mardi Gras is on the way, so we'll be talking to him here in just a few. Also coming up next hour, Aaron Beasley for Alabama Cattlemen's Association is going to join us as well. Talk about, number one, the subject she and I have talked about several times, about the price of beef, basically here at home. But also the story about, you know, that doesn't reflect what the producers are getting here in the state of Alabama. So we'll get in that conversation coming up at 1 o'clock, and legislation moving through in Washington about that. So we'll talk about that. I see we got okay, good. Seeing lights blinking in here, a lot of stuff going on in the studio. I think I can press this button and say hello to David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. Hey, David.
Hey, Sean, how you doing today?
I'm good. Let's talk about what's going on at LCM. How's inventory looking?
It's actually really good. This morning I've been sitting down going through all the inventory and checking to see what the books look like on everything. And a lot of our trucks we've got out here, we've got actually priced at wholesale, not retail.
Okay, I like that.
yeah, I mean, that's a great thing. I mean, the books have, you know, gone nuts on all this stuff, but we haven't changed our prices. We've kept everything just like we always do. We're not going to inflate it. We're just going to leave it like it is.
But y'all also, on top of that, have great rates on financing. A lot of choices.
There's rates as low as 1.79% right now on used cars.
Man, that makes a big difference.
That's free money.
Makes a big difference. Tell folks how to come out and see the inventory and talk financing with you.
We're on Highway 90 at Plantation at the red light. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. LCMMotorCars.com or go to Facebook. Check us out.
Hey, David, thank you.
Have a good day, Sean.
You too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. All right, 1237. And, oh, yeah, somebody's asking the update. The update I had a conversation with Dale Leash from Land Yap about the squirrel story. Okay, and so he and I yesterday talked about the squirrel story. And I guess we had talked about earlier in the week as well, the squirrels of Bienville Square and the removal of the squirrels from Bienville Square. Then I get an email yesterday that said, you know, that I was doing what I've done before and only taking one side of the conversation. You know, they say I was being unfair in this and I was just taking the human perspective to the squirrels of Bienville Square removal story, which is not what I'm trying to do, is not the plan. I want to get all sides of this. So I went ahead and said yes in the email and have booked our next guest to talk about this. And I guess still in Bienville Square right now. I don't think removed yet. Let's talk to a Bienville Square squirrel. Let's go to line two. Are you there? You there? For some reason, I'm getting nothing from that squirrel. All right, can you see what line they're on? I'm having problem with the... Is it a squirrel issue here? What's going on here with this? I'm getting nothing. I don't know. Maybe they got cold paws and didn't do it. So I tell you what, we'll wait and see if we get an update. For some reason, I have nothing from the squirrels. Okay, listen. If we get the squirrel, I'm going to put the squirrel on hold. I'm going to put the squirrel on hold. I know they're busy. If you put the squirrel on hold, let's see if we can get the squirrel back on. Why don't you put him on line one? Hello. Hello? Yeah, for some reason we have lost the squirrel. I don't know. I tried, okay? I tried my best to get the squirrel back on. I tried to make this fair, and it's something's gone wrong. I don't know. We'll work on this. We'll work on this and see if we can get the squirrel on there. And once again, you know, we're trying to make sure we get all sides of this conversation, get both sides of the issue here, not just the human perspective on the removal of the squirrels from Bienville Square, the 25 that are to be trapped. We also want to hear what it's like to be a squirrel. And okay, I'll give you all one more shot. You say line one, okay? Line one. Let's go. We'll do it line one.
Hello.
Oh, wait. We got you. All right. Hello, squirrel. Thanks for calling in. You're a Bienville Square squirrel?
Yeah, top-notch staff out there.
A what? Your squirrel accent's a little tough for me.
I apologize. Yeah, it's just a little too high-pitched for some folks. But dogs have no problem
I can kind of hear you. So I got to ask you this, as your perspective as one of these squirrels, I don't know if you're going to be one of the ones that gets trapped or not. I guess that's up to you and how, you know, how careful you are out there. But give me a little perspective on what it feels like. What are you hearing from the other squirrels in Bienville Square?
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is a biggie. You know, we've faced numerous threats over the years in Bienville Square, but haven't had the community coming after us like we have right now.
Now, do you feel you're being unfairly targeted? Do you think this whole discussion, it's y'all's fault that the oaks came down after the hurricanes? I mean, what's your feeling on that?
Yeah. When was the last time a squirrel took down a tree? Tell me that. This is all fake news.
You're saying it's fake news coming fake from the city news. Of Mobile. Fake news.
That's right. And now, listen, buddy. You guys want to start something with the squirrels? Better be ready to finish it.
Wait a second. Are you threatening some kind of squirrel violence?
Listen. No. All I'm saying is you start coming after me and my squirrel buddies, get ready, because the nuts will start dropping from above. Pew, pew, pew. Acorn, pew.
That's, to me, that sounds pew. Violent. It sounds like a riot to me.
Yeah, well, call it what you want, but come after us, you better not miss. Listen, my granddaddy and his granddaddy have called Bienville Square home, and now because your little trees couldn't stand a little wind, you blame us?
If you're just joining us, talking to one of the Bienville Square squirrels, or I guess you're duly elected as a spokes squirrel for the group?
Yeah, I'm, first off, the only one that knows any English.
Oh, okay.
So kind of, a George Washington situation here.
Gotcha. So, but you have the consent of the squirrels to be their spokes squirrel?
I believe so. We hold committee meetings every third Tuesday.
Okay.
So we had to wait a little while for our response, but here I am, and I'm ready to roll. And the rest of my squirrels are ready to roll, too.
I got some questions here. Squirrel, would y'all consider, like lowering your numbers, just not having so many baby squirrels and seeing if that would happen, just to bring the numbers, what they're calling SPA, the squirrels per acre, to bring that number down?
why don't you ask yourself that question? Then you'll have my answer. Do humans want to do the same? No.
Okay, so that's a no-go. So no reduction in population. By the way, what's the health situation with your fellow squirrels in there? I mean, I don't want to start problems, and I'm in a glass house, but I'm going to throw stones here. Y'all aren't exactly in triathlon shape, okay?
we're living the good life, and I think that's really why they want to move us on down the road or up the road. There's a reason my friends call me Fluffy.
Okay, let's talk about that movement. So the idea is they're going to trap about 25 of y'all and move you to a rural part of Mobile County. And so, I mean, don't any of y'all have the desire maybe to go live in the country? Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah, some of the elderly squirrels have been talking for a few years about finding a nice spot to maybe put up a little house and a little tree, kick their feet up on the back porch.
But right.
Most of us squirrels that are still hustling, grinding day to day.
Wait.
Bienville Square is where we like to grind. We're going to stay there.
Wait, so the downtown Bienville Square squirrels, y'all are on the hustle? You're on that grind?
You know it. How else in this economy?
Very true.
You know what they say? Mess with the squirrel, you get the big, cute squirrel teeth. Ah.
I think, I'm bothered, Squirrel, that this is like the third reference to violence you've come with.
You started.
I didn't start anything. I'm just here talking to you, and you keep coming with some kind of angle here that you're gonna react violently over this removal of y'all from Bienville Square and a relocation to a beautiful part of rural Mobile County. Which
tell me more about this beautiful place they want to move us to. Have you seen it?
It's gorgeous. It's oak trees everywhere. A few pine trees there. Maybe you can even have them provide you with bird feeders full of bird seed to eat. I mean, I'll talk to the people with the Mayor Stimson's office, see what I can get done.
I've been told about dogs and cats that have been taking the nice homes out in the rural county. We all know what that really means.
Well, so you're worried you're going to that farm where the dogs that disappear go when they tell the kids they're going to the farm? Is that what you're scared of?
That's exactly. And scared's the wrong word, bucko. We're ready. It's got me thinking about maybe even even starting an in-squirrel-rection.
An in-squirrel-rection?
Yeah. We're going to get started on that.
You know, the consistent theme with you has been violence. You know, and I don't know how much longer I can let this interview go on. I will say this. Would you consider this? If you're moved to a part of Mobile County, okay, and then just stay there for about a year and then get a... would you and the other squirrels, if you did that, be interested in annexing into the city of Mobile?
Interesting.
Like you would move out there, you'd set up the squirrel house, kick it, but soon there'd be a chance for y'all to vote on this. The Mobile City Council will give you a chance to vote on annexing into the city. You'd be back in the city of Mobile with all the services that are, you know, forthwith.
You know, if we are going to be forced out in the county, I don't see why need to pay any city taxes or services or anything like that. Yeah. If they do get us and move us out there, we want to live free, bro.
Okay, so you're saying that you would annex in, but you would not carry any of the city taxes in that squirrel zone.
Is that allowed?
I could work on it. I gotta say, the one thing is, I will work on your behalf, but you have got to back down on this violence. I mean, you...
Well, it's all we know, bro. It's all we know. You know, seriously, though, there are some bad squirrels out here. Some that should be in squirrel jail. Unfortunately, because of the scandemic, we're way behind in our squirrel trials.
Oh, wait a second. You're saying that there are some dangerous squirrels that are out on bond right now? It hits all sides. Okay, well, listen, I appreciate you checking in. I will get an update on y'all. I don't know when the traps are supposed to hit the ground. I don't know, you know, how tempting those peanuts and popcorn will be, but hopefully we get you back on before you get caught in the old have a heart trap.
That'd be great. Thank you for having me on.
Hey,
can I say a quick joke?
What's that?
How did the squirrel try to impress his date?
Okay, I know better than that. How?
He went out on a limb.
Okay, here we go. See, enough of you. Enough. Let's... Bimble Square Squirrel checking in here on Midday Mobile. And then we might be right back. We might.
Update your home by getting it washed by family-owned and operated Ultra Wash. They also wash concrete, decks, patios, pool areas, and more. Don't just get your home washed, get it Ultra Washed. UltraWashMobile.com.